We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program on this Belmont Stakes Day 2025. We welcome you to the show. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studios at South Point, the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex in Las Vegas, on Las Vegas Boulevard, your gaming capital, and of course on the South Point Streaming Network at YouTube, and we welcome all of you watching this morning. We also welcome all of those running around town this morning, listening to us on our local radio station, our anchor station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. We've got a whole bunch of websites as well. They're all race days, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global. Get the streaming through there if you want to. And certainly your iPhone, Android, and Google phones, got them covered with the apps, the KSHP app, listening through the radio, and, of course, the YouTube app, watching and listening at the YouTube location on the phone, your YouTube app, and, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas show for this Belmont Stakes Day, the 157th running of the Belmont Stakes. Well, you know what I'm going to say. It's got to be the weather. The weather is the biggest news item for the Belmont Stakes today. So let's get right into it, okay? right now at Saratoga Springs, 64 degrees. Going to get up to 73 today. Going to overnight at 55, but it's raining. And it's been raining there for a long, it's been raining there for a long time at Saratoga Springs. Got to tell you, it's really bad, really, really bad there. All I can say is the rain has been going and going and going. You got a slight wind, 6 miles per hour. That's not important. What is the rain. And as we see the Doppler map on the precipitation, there's going to be a whole lot of rain yet. But they say that the rain is likely to end by 12:45 this afternoon Pacific time at Saratoga Springs. Okay, the Doppler is moving quickly. The clouds are moving quickly, and the rain is moving quickly towards the east. But the damage really has been done already because it's been raining for a long, long time overnight and through the morning there at Saratoga. And they say it is going to dissipate by 1 o'clock this afternoon, but the track is going to be sloppy. It's really that there's no way out of it. The track's going to be sloppy. And right now what we have is some updates as far as the turf racing is concerned at Saratoga. And now we just got news. There were two more turf races taken off, the two turf races from the stakes races. But here we have it. You ready? The third race, which was scheduled at 1 1/8 on the turf, is going to stay at 1 1/8 on the main track. Okay, that's the third race. Now, the sixth race is the first of the eight stakes races that'll be happening today on the 14 race card at Saratoga. That race was up to about 10 minutes ago, still on the turf, but they have made that change now. The sixth race, the Wonder Again, which was scheduled at 1 1/16 on the inner turf course, has been transferred to the main track at 1 mile. There's going to be 1 mile on the main, the Wonder Again, the eighth race. The next turf race up in question is the ninth race. That's the Jiper. It is a grade one. It's a Breeders' Cup winning run, and at the moment, the ninth race is still scheduled to go as planned at 5.5 furlongs on the Mellon Turf Course. We move to the 10th race. The 10th race is the Pennine Ridge at 1 1/16 on the inner turf course. That has been transferred in the last 10 minutes to the main track as well at 1 mile. So the 10th race, the Pennine Ridge, will be at 1 mile on the main track now. Then we move to the grade one, $1 million Manhattan handicap. The Manhattan, it was scheduled at 1 3/16 on the Mellon Turf Course. At the moment, it is still on the Mellon Turf Course at 1 3/16. And then the last race on the day was scheduled for the turf at 1 1/16, an optional claiming race. So they have taken that off the turf. That race is now at 1 mile on the main track. And the effects of changing that to 1 mile on the main track, 16 horses were entered in this race. There are 4 left out of the 16. There are 12 scratches in the 14th and final race at Saratoga. Now, that may not mean a lot as far as the entire look at the races at Saratoga today, but you got a lot of those pick fives and pick sixes and all that stuff that's going to go right into that last race. Okay, at least the pick four and the pick five. The pick six will end in the Belmont Stakes, which will be the 13th race. So that's how it lays out as far as the races are concerned. As far as the official labeling is concerned for the racetrack right now, Saratoga has labeled the track sealed and sloppy. It's sealed and sloppy. The Mellon Turf Course is yielding. That's where the 9th and 12th races are still scheduled to go, those two stakes races. And, of course, the inner turf course, they've taken the races off of that. So you got a sloppy sealed racetrack for the opener. You got yielding on the Mellon Turf Course for the 9th and 10th races, the Jiper and the 12th race, which is the Manhattan. So the Jiper and the Manhattan stay on the turf, the Mellon Turf Course, which is labeled yielding right now. But I can tell you they've had a lot of rain there. We're going to get Jonathan Hardoon in with us right after the first break, as we always do. He's going to give us the latest. He's there at Saratoga Springs. So that's what's happening there. Now, update on the Belmont horses as far as the wagering is concerned. You know, there's been wagering on the Belmont now for about a day and a half, 2 days at least, a day and a half. So here's how the odds are at the moment. The rail horse, Hill Road, is 16 to 1. The Kentucky Derby winner, Sovereignty, who was installed as the morning line favorite, I think, is now 4 to 1. Sovereignty is 4 to 1. Number 3, Rodriguez, is 7 to 1. The 4 horse, Uncaged, sitting at 22 to 1. The 5, Crudo, is 14 to 1. The 6, Baeza, is 7 to 2. Now, the 7, Journalism, was actually the morning line favorite in this race over Sovereignty. Journalism was installed the morning line favorite. He is now even money. Journalism is even money right now in the Belmont wagering. And the 8 horse, Heart of Honor, is 21 to 1. So, really no surprises right now of the way the wagering is going. I saw a couple of cable network this morning getting ready to come to your show, and they were doing cutaways into Saratoga Springs, especially the Fox people who have the rights to broadcast this race today. And it seems like the wise guy horse in this race is going to be Baeza. There's no question about that. Baeza is going to be the wise guy horse there. So it's 7-2 right now as the wagering opens. It is raining there at Saratoga Springs right now. All right. Now let's take a look quickly at what happened yesterday, because we got a lot to do today. Yesterday, they began the races with the first race at 8:40, and Wesley Ward and John Velasquez got together to win that race, paying $6.20. And then Flavian Pratt got started with his multiple winners of the day in the third race with Joe Lee trainee at $6.60. Then came the fifth race. Flavian Pratt got his second win of the day with Marlichuk, and Chad Brown's first winner of the day. They got together the win together, and that horse paid $8.40. The 6-5 favorite in the race finished first in the race, but was disqualified for interference. Chad Brown trained both horses, so it didn't matter as far as Brown was concerned. He was still waiting in the winner's circle. But the 6-5 favorite was disqualified in that race in favor of Marlichuk, who was placed first in that event. The sixth race was the Bed of Roses at 7 furlongs for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. The winner there was Ways and Means. Flavian Pratt's third winner of the day. Chad Brown's second winner of the day. They went back-to-back together and paid $3 even for the win there, outrunning Scylla and Jody's Pride. The seventh race winner, a nice $20 winner there for Brendan Walsh and Frankie DeTore. The eighth race, a maiden event, Asbury Park, gets up to win for Flavian Pratt's fourth win of the day and Chad Brown's third win of the day. Asbury Park paid $4.90 as the favorite. That's when the rains start really coming down at Saratoga yesterday. This was a turf race. Run on the turf, but it was rain. By the time they got to the next race, the ninth race, which was the Ogden Phipps, the track was main track was already sealed, and it was in sloppy conditions. Sloppy and sealed for the Ogden Phipps, the ninth race, a Breeders' Cup win in your in. The Grade 1 wet race was won by Darth Vader. Now, Darth Vader, if you recall that the Ogden Phipps was the race where... it was a wide-open event. Darth Vader stalked the pace and ran down the leader. There were only two horses out there. Darth Vader prevailed in the Ogden Phipps. John Velasquez's second win of the day for trainer George Weaver, paying $19.60, outrunning Dazzling Move, who was there with the leaders. Dazzling Move was second, and Raging Sea finished third in that race. Then we got to the Belmont Gold Cup. This race was scheduled at 2 miles on the turf course. They transferred it to the main track, and this was just one race into the pick six. They made this transfer about 20 minutes before the pick six started in the ninth race. So people were scrambling if they were trying to play the pick six from the turf to the dirt. Anyhow, this race ran at 1.75 miles on the sloppy sealed main track. The winner there was Parchment Party. John Velasquez picking up the mount there for his third win of the day. Trainer Bill Mott, $16 even for Parchment Party, outrunning Yo Daddy, who was the early pace setter in the race, and Padiddle, who finished a distant third. Then we got to the Acorn for three-year-old fillies at 1.125 miles on the sloppy sealed main track. Of course, this race, the big, huge odds-on favorite was Good Cheer. This was, of course, Brad Cox's undefeated filly. And when they opened the starting gate, La Cara went right to the lead, as trainer Mark Cassie told everybody that would listen to him all week long that he was going to send La Cara right to the lead, and you can try to run her down if you can. Well, she went to the lead on that muddy, sloppy track. And in the first 100 yards, you can tell that Good Cheer did not like the going on the racetrack at all. And she was well beaten in this race. La Cara went wire to wire under Dylan Davis for Mark Cassie and paid $17.40. Look Forward finished second, and Scottish Lassie was third. Good Cheer never picked up her feet. After the race, trainer Brad Cox was very classy in saying that he had no excuses for her. It just wasn't her day. He was not going to blame the racetrack. But if you watch the race, you can see that she was just not handling the racetrack. Case closed. We move on. 12th race, the New York was scheduled at the Mellon Turf Course. The winner there was She Feels Pretty. By the way, this stayed on the Mellon Turf Course. She Feels Pretty wins for John Velasquez's fourth win of the day and his third stakes race of the day for Sherry DeVoe, paying $3 even as the big favorite there. Beach Bomb was second, and Beliza finished third. And in the final stakes race of the day, the grade one Just a Game at 1 mile on the inner turf course. The winner there was Dynamic Pricing. Dylan Davis aboard for Davis's second win and Chad Brown's fourth win of the day, and Chad Brown's second stakes win of the day, paying $22 even. This was the eighth time that Chad Brown has annexed the Just a Game stakes, and it was the second grade one win of the day for Dylan Davis, the first time that kid ever did that. Congratulations to him. $22 the winner there, outrunning Excellent Truth and Special Juan. The pick six that ended in the 14th race yesterday that paid $28.20 was Hit. Somebody hit this thing, paying $251,066. That is what happened yesterday at Saratoga. My, oh, my, oh, my. Out on the West Coast, where the racing was fast and firm, jockey Armando Ayuso had a couple of wins. Antonio Freisu had a couple. Winfred Orantes had a couple. And our handicappers came up with some winners yesterday at Santa Anita. We got the Sirocco play to hit yesterday. The fifth race, Jerry J's horse, Del Mar Jersey, finished second. Jonathan Ardoon's horse was second. Del Mar Jerry was the winner. Jerry's horse won the race. One flew south, finished second, and was closing at a nice price, too. But Del Mar Jerry wins it for Jerry. And Mike McCarthy, by the way, $860 for the winner there. The exact of 7-1, the Sirocco Exacta Box, the 7-1 for a dollar, paid $31.60. And the ninth race winner, courtesy of Rich Eng on the show, One of These Days, paid $4.40 for Antonio Freisu's second win, and trainer Steve Knapp, the trainer there. Big 1-5 favorite in the eighth race went down to a $90 winner in the eighth race yesterday at Santa Anita. However, the pick six was hit, paid $7,770.60. That's what happened yesterday. We got a lot to cover today, so we're going to go right to our break. And then when we come back, we'll get you your racing menu, and we're going to go to Jonathan Dardoon, who's anxiously standing by in Saratoga Springs to tell us all about that great weather there. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas on this Belmont Stakes Day, looking across the country. The weather looks pretty darn good all over the country. A little bit in the Midwest over Arkansas and Oklahoma that's going to be a problem. But outside of that, the only bad weather seems to be lurking over Saratoga Springs as that storm moves east and gets out of here into the Atlantic. But in any case, it looks like it's going to be a pretty good weather for the rest of the menu. Today here in Las Vegas, we're 80 degrees right now outside. We're going to get up to 103, but it's going to be fast, firm, and perfect in the book. That's where we'll be at. It'll be 103 here in Las Vegas. And I do believe that probably we're close to being the hottest spot in the country. I take that back. Phoenix, Arizona gets that honor again at 106. All right, here's the menu quickly today. Remember, first post time specific. If you're not in it, adjust to it, so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. We start our menu with Horseshoe Indianapolis. Horseshoe Indianapolis got 10 races, 8 thoroughbreds, and 2 quarter horses. First post time is 7:45. Saratoga. Big day of Saratoga there. We're going to get into all of those races with Jonathan Harnoot in just a moment. First post time is also at 7:45. You could see the clock, or see it right now. We're less than 20 minutes away to the start of the racing today at Saratoga. And the track is sealed sloppy for the first race at 6.5 furlongs, 14 races. And, of course, the Belmont is the centerpiece of the 8 stakes races at Saratoga today. First post time again at 7:45 at Saratoga. Laurel Park has 9 races. Laurel Park has a first post time of 9:10. 9:10 at Laurel Park today. Pick 6 jackpot carry over there, 3,662. Belterra Park is next. They have 8 races at Belterra. Belterra has a super high 5 carryover, 7,656. First post time, 9:35. Delaware Park follows that. Delaware Park is also has the first post time of 9:35 for 7 races there at Delaware Park. Then we go to Parks Racing. Parks Racing is running today. Pick 5 jackpot carryover there, $105,042. 10 races Parks. First post time, 9:40. Churchill Downs will kick in with their racing card at 9:45, the feature is the Mighty Bow there. That's 5 furlongs on the turf. 11 races today at Churchill. Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $440,608. First post time at Churchill is at 9:45. Gulfstream Park has 11 races. A couple of $75,000 stakes races there. Their Pick 6 Rainbow jackpot carryover, $38,609. First post time for 11 races at Gulfstream is at 9:50. Monmouth Park is next. 9 races at Monmouth Park. Monmouth Park's first post time with a Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $3,323, is set at 9:50. Woodbine, north of the border, super high 5 jackpot there, $14,395. Want to mention that Woodbine was canceled yesterday because of air quality. Now, they have all those massive fires going on in Canada right now that's making the air quality in Canada and parts of northern part of the U.S. Very bad. And so we'll wait and see if they go today. They have 10 races scheduled. First post time is 10:05. The Fury Stakes is their third and featured race today at Woodbine. If they go, they have a super high 5 jackpot carryover of $14,395. Penn National is next. They kick in at 11 o'clock today at Penn National. 7 races there. Super high 5 jackpot carryover, $4,194. Santa Anita has 10 races. The feature is the Summertime Oaks. That'll be the 7th on the card. First post time at 1 o'clock this afternoon. for Santa Anita. Emerald Downs has 8 races. Emerald Downs has the Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $5,259. First post time is 1:50 today at Emerald Downs. Canterbury Park has 8 races, a couple of $50,000 stakes races at Canterbury Park, and their first post time is at 2 o'clock. Louisiana Downs has 7 races. Their first post time at Louisiana Downs is set at 2:05 for Louisiana Downs. Then next comes Evangeline Downs. Evangeline Downs has 10 races. It is Louisiana Legends Stakes Night tonight at Evangeline Downs for Louisiana Breds. 10 races, 6 $100,000 Louisiana Legends Stakes races tonight at Emerald Downs. I mean, at Evangeline Downs. Evangeline, first post time is at 3:30 for their big night of racing there. Charlestown has a Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $30,903. 8 races, first post time, 4:20. Prairie Meadows has 8 races, 3 $50,000 stakes races tonight at Prairie Meadows with the first post time there at 4:30. And then we wrap it up at Los Alamitos in Southern California. 9 races, 2 thoroughbreds, 3 thoroughbred and quarter horse mixed. 4 quarter horses make up the 9 races, and their first post time is at 7 p.m. at Los Alamitos tonight. Now we go right out to Jonathan Hardoon, who, by the way, doesn't have an umbrella over his head this morning. It's not leaking in the house, Jonathan.
No, but I may need a canoe to get down the block. It's absolutely crazy what's going on here, Ralph. Naira's worst possible nightmare has come true. It has not stopped raining. There's going to be a race today that has 3 horses in it. It's just a total mess. And listen, you can't argue with Mother Nature, and that's what they gave us, but it's really a disaster. Their biggest problem is, they're going to have 40, 50,000, and most of the people are outdoors. They have a picnic area or a park area. Where are these people going? They're going indoors. It's just, they're saying the rains will eventually stop maybe by noontime here. But as we speak, Ralph, it is a disaster.
Well, let me put it into context, first of all. If I was a vendor, I think I would, the vendors that are going to make most of the money right now are the ones who are selling liquor and the ones who are drinks and the ones who are selling either raincoats or umbrellas.
Exactly. But, and remember, Ralph, there is no cash at the track. You have to buy all this stuff on credit cards. They don't take cash. So the lines back up. It's just, it couldn't be worse.
Imagine a wet credit card trying to get the okay through that machine? Oh, my goodness. In any case, the beat goes on. We will run these races. And as very well exemplified yesterday by how good cheer ran over that racetrack, I got to tell folks out there, there are a lot of different sloppy racetracks when you get. She liked the one at Churchill, but you could tell by watching her stride in the first 100 yards that she was not liking that track at Saratoga. Brad Cox was a gentleman. He was, playing politics and said he's not going to blame the track, but, all you got to do is watch the replay.
Well, there's somebody that's extremely unhappy. I'm the biggest proponent. I hate bridge jumping. I think people that make bridge jumping bets are out of their mind. Well, some fool yesterday bet 300, well, I don't know if it was all one person, but there was 376,000 to show on Good Cheer. Mm-hmm. How do you think they fell down the backstretch? Ouch.
Well, let's hope that whatever the denomination that, piled up to and totaled the 300,000 exchange, that they could afford to do that. Let's put it that way.
I hope they didn't borrow the money for a half hour and it was expecting to put it back, because if they did, they're coming after them today with handcuffs. So,
enough of the good cheers that you're getting out there from Saratoga. Take a look at these races. Which races, and we'll talk about the Belmont in a minute, which races do you think will be affected most by the track conditions today? Besides the turf races, because we know the turf horses transferred to the main track, that's going to affect them. But out of the horses that are on the main track, which race do you think is going to be affected the most?
Who knows, Ralph? Honestly, I don't have the right answer. We don't even know what the track is like. I mean, before I make any bets, I would certainly like to watch a few races to see how the track is playing. You just have to go in and assume things are okay to begin with.
Okay.
Listen, the good news is a race like the Woody Stevens is still intact. There's one late scratch there, still leaves a field of 10. The Derby is fine. You know, I don't know what's going to be with these turf races that they left on the turf because this isn't a normal turf course. That, you know, it's got to be so boggy. I don't have the answer to that question.
Okay.
You stumped me. Sorry.
All right. But I want to correct you. That it's not the Derby. The Derby was okay, like, you know.
I meant, you know what I meant.
Yes.
Yeah,
you know
okay. My brain is waterlogged at this point. I'm sorry.
All right. Let's do this. Let's at least give the scratches in the stakes races today because the early races have a multitude of scratches in it. So the sixth race will be the first of the eight stakes races. It's the Wander again. I have a scratch of number seven, Love You Anyway, and the eight, Laura Lynn. Is that correct?
You're late to the party because there are more scratches. It's left with a field of three. Take out the one, take Al Jafira, take out the four, take out the five, take out the seven and eight, leaving the two, three, and six. But there's another problem. The two, three, and six have never run on the dirt. So how the hell are you supposed to bet the race?
I'm going to look for the horse who looks like will get the lead and just hope that it goes wire to wire. That's what I'm going to do. Because the main track in the slop yesterday, you had to be near or on the lead yesterday in those main track races. So we have number one, four, five, seven, and eight are scratched out of the eight horse field, now leaving three of them in the race. But the horse who was even money on the morning line when it was scheduled for eight horses on the turf is still in the race, and that is Nitrogen. So we'll wait and see about that. All right, the seventh race is the True North. Was scheduled on the main at 6.5. It's still on there. I have one scratch in that race, and that's the seven horse Full Moon Madness.
That's the only scratch at this point. The rest of the field remains intact.
All right. The next race, the eighth race, is the Met Mile, or the Metropolitan Handicap in its proper name, at a mile for $1 million. It's a grade one, five in the race. I have no late scratches yet.
All five go.
All right. All five go. So we have Wida Barrio, the 9-5, second choice. Fierceness is even money from the rail. I don't know if any of these two ever ran on off tracks and how they did on off tracks.
Fierceness has run on an off track. Wida Barrio is a 6-year-old, so he's obviously run on a wet track in the past. Just the Touch is getting better for Brad Cox. He's really improving. He's a 4-year-old. I think Fierceness is the horse there. I want to bet against Wida Barrio. He's 6 years old. I think he's vulnerable in this spot.
You are not the only handicapper I talked to yesterday that not only is betting against Wida Barrio, he's not even putting him in his exacta. So we'll wait and see about that. All right. The Jiper is still scheduled for 5.5 furlongs on the Mellon turf course. You know that turf course is going to be giving a lot. It's going to be, it's not going to be firm, I don't think, anyhow. It's a Breeders' Cup winning or in race, however, as well as the Met Mile, by the way. And I have no scratches in this race so far.
Believe it or not, there are no scratches at this point.
Okay, and that race is going to be a wide open event even before the rains came. Think Big is the 6-5 favorite in that race. So then we move to the... go ahead.
No, go ahead. Yeah, I'm listening to you.
I thought you were going to give us an observation of the race.
I was going to give you an observation of the race. The two is the 6-5 morning line favorite, and he certainly likes giving the turf. But do you really want to bet a 6-5 shot on this kind of turf course? Probably not.
Nope.
Main contenders in the race would be the 2 Think Big, the 5 Arzak, the 8 Alagon, who had major trouble last time out, and the 9 AG Bullet.
And then you can always look at a horse like Vinsanity, who's 50-1 on the morning line. You never know. All right, we then move to the Penine Ridge. This is moved off the turf and now on the main track is still at a mile and 16th?
It will be run at a mile. This will be run at a mile on the main track, right, 1 mile.
Mile on the main track. They just took this race off about a half an hour ago. We have right now the scratches I have in the race are the 3 States Rights and the 5 Tom's Magic.
That's correct. There's an interesting horse in this race, Ralph, that's actually a maiden running against winners, the 9-horse Noble Confession. But I like 13 Colonies. I think this horse will handle the dirt, one of the few horses with any dirt form at all. The 7, My Bago, and the 10, 13 Colonies are the horses that have any dirt form. So you may even get some more late scratches before they're done.
All right, so the 7 and the 10 are horses that have performed well on the main track, and the 1-horse Zulu Kingdom is morning line at 6 to 5, could change there. The 11th race, the Woody Stavens, stays on the main at 7 furlongs. We do have a scratch in that race. Number 7, Caligral, is out. The 7 is out of that race.
Yeah, and this is one of the few good betting races left on the card. And actually, my official radio play comes in here.
Okay.
And I like the number 4 horse, Patch Adams. This horse ran super as a 2-year-old sprinting on the dirt. First two races this year were going long. He didn't run well. Last time out, he returned to sprinting, and he ran very well. 5-1 on the morning line, and I think he's going to keep that price. So that's my radio play for Belmont Stakes Day out at Saratoga.
All right, the 11th race at Saratoga, the Woody Stevens, the official race day play from Jonathan Ardoon at Saratoga is the 4, Patch Adams, the 4 in the 11th race. That's his official play. Then we get to the 12th race, the Manhattan. It's a grade 1 for $1 million, still scheduled at a 3/16 on the Mellon Turf Course. We do have a scratch in that race. Number 3, Highway Robber, is out. Any more?
No, that's all at this point.
Okay, and as far as the Manhattan is concerned, I don't know how many European-type horses are in the race, but those horses have an advantage off of the softer going.
No question about it. That's the kind of turf courses they run on in Europe. And listen, Spirit of St. Louis is the horse to beat, but again, I don't know if I want to play any short-priced horses on this turf course. It's a wide open event. A lot of horses could win.
Yeah.
I think number 4, Carson's Run, is going to move up on the soft going for Miguel Clement. That horse is listed at 12-1. And, you know, Pratt climbs aboard the 2 horse for McGahee Integration, who has a shot. Wide open event.
Yeah, and Far Bridge is the other Clement horse in there as well that has done well on the turf, but we'll wait and see about the off turf. Then we get to the Belmont Stakes. All right, we've talked so much about the Belmont, so go at it.
Well, I'm attacking this race different than a lot of other people. I cannot believe that Sovereignty is 4-1 as we speak. This horse has done nothing wrong. Every race in his life was better than the previous one. He ran super in the Derby. He beat some of these horses on the square, including Journalism. You know, you're getting 4-1. He was smart enough to pass the Preakness for this spot, and I think he's going to be ultra tough. I'm throwing out Journalism. I'm using the 2 Sovereignty and Exact is over the 3 Rodriguez and the 6 Baeza.
All right. So Journalism goes right out the door for you. And you're going to take Sovereignty over Rodriguez and Baeza. That's the 2 over the 3-6 in that race. All right, Jonathan, you did a pretty good job. I mean, a very good job, I should say, about going over those races for us at Saratoga. It's going to be a difficult day of handicapping, et cetera. I think Jonathan's main thrust as far as assessing today at Saratoga, don't take short prices.
Don't take short prices and be careful. You know, try to get a feel for how the track is playing. That could end up being a big bias. You know, speed may be gold. Maybe the inside is dead.
Yeah.
You got 14 races. And by the way, Ralph, yesterday, 14 races. The pick six started about 5 o'clock in the afternoon here. It's just such a long day. It's way too many races. There's no reason to run 14 races on these cards.
Yep.
It's just too much. It's too much.
8 hours and 15 minutes for the...
Listen, if I wanted a real job, I wouldn't go to the racetrack, you know? I mean, they're turning this into like a real job.
Well,
and then you stop with the radio, you got like a 12-hour day.
But, you know, it's their big day and that's what they're doing. But it was 8 hours and 15 minutes yesterday. You got to think it's going to be a little longer today. But
it's going to be a lot longer because they're starting an hour earlier and then they wait so much time between races. It's just too much.
We understand.
Less is more.
Yes.
That's all.
Okay. Got it. Give me a pick at Santa Anita. We'll let you go.
Second race today at Santa Anita, 5.5 furlongs on the main track. I love the number 5 horse in here, Polythene Pam. This is an improving 3-year-old filly. Back to the Liberato Baracho barn. This horse gets Lasix today for the first time. I think she's faced better horses than she's meets today. She's listed at 7-2, and she's going to win the second race today, number 5, Polythene Pam.
Polythene Pam in the second race at Santa Anita. And Jonathan was not short of any opinion today on the show. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Stay dry out there. Enjoy. And take a nap between races if it's too long for you. Okay, buddy?
Yes, sir. And I will see you tomorrow bright and early. Thank you, Ralph.
Yeah, and I want to remind everybody real quick that you have 2 sheets available for all of Saratoga. And, yes, even Santa Anita if you want to play that later, right?
Correct. JONHARDOON.com. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Have a happy Belmont Stakes Day and stay dry.
You all too. Right.
Listen, we're going to go to, I'm going to blow off all the other breaks except this one. We're going to take one more break because I got 3 more handicappers to come on the show yet. And obviously we're running late on time, so we will be right back.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book, South Point Studio.
This is the best sports betting network.
I would argue it is a total mismatch.
There's value with underdog prices in series.
I would lean to the under here.
My numbers are saying I got to bet the Tigers.
Two-way action.
When in doubt, we juice that favorite, that extra nickel.
Sports by the book, South Point Studio.
Forget about it. The best.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, rolling along now on the Race Day Las Vegas Belmont Stakes Day program. We now go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Richie, it was an eventful day yesterday at Saratoga. It looks like it's going to be more eventful today with Mother Nature putting her stamp on it.
Unfortunately, Ralph, some of these races, it's a lot faster to say who is running rather than who was scratched because there's so few horses in some of these races. But just terrible timing. Mother Nature dealt bad cards, and but it's up to us to try to make some money out of what's left.
Yes, and you know it's been that way for all the Triple Crown, really, because there were off tracks and raining both at Kentucky for the Derby and at Pimlico for the Preakness. So. This will be called the off-track Triple Crown, I guess we can call this. In any case, looking at Saratoga, I'll get your thoughts about any race that really, you know, you're looking forward to outside of the Belmont and then the Belmont itself.
Well, I tell you what, I know we're short for time. My pick at Saratoga, actually, is one of the races on the main track. Uh-huh. Kind of anticipated the race would stay together. It's race 7, the True North. I tell you what, I really like the 5, Bookham Dano. And one of the reasons is if you take a look at that Churchill Downs race last time out, which was in the slop at Churchill Downs, this horse got beat by about 12 inches by Mind Frame, Banishing, and Nisos. Yeah. If any one of those 3 horses was in this field, they would be the heavy favorite. So I like Bookham Dano in the 7th.
All right, that'll be an official pick from you at Saratoga. 7th race it is. In the 7th race, the 5, Bookham Dano. The 5 in the 7th race, Rich Eng's selection. Well, fess up for the Belmont.
Well, I'm going to stick with journalism. The fact that Michael McCarthy has been going over this horse with a fine-tooth comb and decided to run in all 3 races. I really like him today. I know he's a short price, but the bettors are going to decide that Sovereign is kind of ice cold on the border. Off of, but you say 4-1. I mean, to me, that's really ice cold.
Yeah, right now, Sovereignty is still 4-1. Journalism is ticked up a little. It's 6-5 right now in the betting, but we got a long way to go, as you know. And Baeza seems to be the wise guy horse in that race right now. So you like journalism.
I like journalism.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, I'll finish up the segment quickly. Mm-hmm. Santa Anita, race number 5. It's 6 furlongs, a maiden claiming 50. Let's go with the speed horse. I'm just going to put this horse on the Bill Daly and play catch me if you can with the 2. Flash That Smile, 9-2 in the morning line. Tyler Bay's a good speed jockey. Go on the front end, Tyler, and see if they can catch you in the 5th.
All right, 5th race, the anchor in the early pick 5 and early pick 4 at Santa Anita. We now have a second piece of the early pick 5 because Jonathan came with a horse in the 2nd race. You have a horse in the 5th, and that is number 2, Flash That Smile. That you want him to flash the speed and produce a smile in the winner's circle. The 5th race, number 2. Don't forget, Rich Eng's got a full sheet of handicapping today for Santa Anita and a thick full sheet of what's going on at Saratoga today as well, right?
Yeah, it's more of a Funk and Wagnalls, Ralph, with the Belmont card.
All right, Richie, well, best of luck today, and let's get a winner home at Santa Anita in the 5th race there as well, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're going to blow off our last break, and we're going to go right now to Southern California where John Lendo is standing by. John, good Belmont Stakes morning to you.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. We probably have the first race at Saratoga already in the books, don't we?
We do, and the winner came from dead last on what has been a speed-favoring track all week. Number 5, Maggie's Palace, 7-1, Flavian Pratt aboard.
Oh.
From dead last to win on that sealed main track. So, you know, you go to school because this wouldn't have happened the last couple of days on that racetrack.
All right, you're right there. There's a little bit of change there. One race doesn't make a full bias, but it certainly proves that there might be some fairness to this off-track right now. Flavian Pratt, who had a multiple win day yesterday, is starting out right today in the first race. But we got 13 more races left, John, so we'll take a look at that, that's for sure. Looking at the races today, I know you got a full Lendo report for Saratoga today. And for Santa Anita, both full Lendo reports for all the races at all the places, plus the suggested late pick for and all the goody information and a suggestion on how to make some other plays. All of it, full Lendo reports, each Saratoga and Santa Anita available only in one place here in Las Vegas. That is here at the South Point Racebook free of charge. Before we get to your selections, I just want a quick thought about the Met Mile and the Belmont and anything else you might want to add.
Well, the Met Mile, it's held together, field of 5. It's going to be a tactical race. I like the California horse, Raging Torrent. We talked about it the other day.
Yeah, we did.
I think he can make the lead in there. And if you can put Fierceness on the rail, keep him bottled up, that's not his favorite kind of trip. I don't know what to do with Wida Barrio under these conditions. Just a touch is good right now. It's a tactical race. Give me the horse in front, and we'll see what happens there. But any of those 4 big horses can win that race.
And Raging Torrent gets the services of Frankie Dettori, who had a nice win yesterday at Saratoga. So you're leaning towards the 5, the California horse, Raging Torrent, in the Met Mile. All right, time to put an official on who you like in the Belmont.
Well, we saw how good journalism was in the Preakness, but in the Kentucky Derby, Sovereignty ran him down fair and square from the 3/8 mile home to the wire. No excuse for either one, and Sovereignty was just a better horse. I think he's the better horse today. It's going to be a different pace scenario. They're not going to be going as fast. We don't know what the conditions of the main track will be by post time, 7-8 hours from now.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. But all things being equal, right now, he's an overlay on the board. I don't think he'll be 4-1. If we get 5-2, that's a fair price. But I've thought that those two horses, Sovereignty and Journalism, are the best 2 3-year-olds. Nothing's changed my mind. I'll look for a repeat of the Derby finish, Sovereignty over Journalism.
All right. You're going to go with Sovereignty with a nice juicy price at 4-1 right now in the Belmont Stakes. You give us your plays, both one at Saratoga and one at Santa Anita. We'll let you go.
Okay, and just real quick, you know, I'm a rolling bet player. Mm-hmm. I'm shortening up my wagers today at Saratoga just because the conditions will be changing all day. I'm going to scrap the pick fives, stay more race-to-race bets and maybe some daily doubles, but I'm just going to keep it shorter just because we're not going to know conditions as we go.
All right.
Race number five at Saratoga today. Number 10, rookie card. Had a nice, easy comeback win down at Gulfstream Park. Has some speed and outside post to stay out of that kickback. Mm-hmm. And it's a three-year-old with a lot of talent. He's 6-1 on the morning line. He's got plenty of ability. I think he's got a chance to pull the upset here. So number 10, rookie card, race five at Saratoga.
Fifth race, Saratoga, the anchor in the first of many pick fives today at Saratoga. In the fifth race, the 10, rookie card. The 10, rookie card is your play, official play there. An official play at Santa Anita now.
Race four at Santa Anita is begging to be won by a first-time starter. A lot of professional-looking maidens in there. Mm-hmm. Number 11, Seen by Me, has been training very well, watching the video workouts. Draws an outside post. I think he's got some tactical speed. He's 12-1 on the program. Mark Glatt wins first time out. That's a fair number to take the shot. So race number four at Santa Anita, number 11, Seen by Me.
All right. In the fourth race, you like the 11 horse, Seen by Me. We now have three pieces in the early pick five with our handicappers. Jonathan has the five in the second race. Richie has the two in the fifth race. You come in the fourth race with the 11. So we can buy out the other two races at seven apiece and wind up spending less than $10 to try to hit that pick five today with our handicappers. John Lendo likes in the fourth race the 11. And full Lendo reports for Santa Anita and Saratoga at right here at the race book at the South Point. All I can say is, John, have a great day of racing.
Fast and firm in the race book at the South Point, Ralph.
You got it, my man. Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it.
Good luck.
All right, now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz. And Jerry, it is time for you to give us your official thoughts about the Belmont.
It happens as well to be my play today. I think it's a fairly easy race to handicap in terms of the data is there. I mean, we have journalism coming off of two really hard efforts in a row, and we don't like to bet horses off of a pair of tops.
Okay.
We don't like to bet Baeza comes off a big top. I mean, he's coming back with some rest, but still, it was a big top. He will like the wet track, so that's good for him. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Sovereignty coming off a big top. These are my opinions, mm-hmm. but clearly that's true. Uh-huh. And then we have Rodriguez, who actually ran a fantastic race in the wood with the bias, so it wasn't that harsh of a race, and he's had plenty of time to recover from that for a trainer like Baffert, who's unbelievable, shipping into Saratoga.
Right.
Seems to me that's the obvious play at 6-1. I mean, maybe a 2-1 or 3-1, I wouldn't be so enamored with it, but Rodriguez is an obvious play to me, and at 6-1, and any time you get Mike Smith on the front end on a horse, on a speed horse, that's like an extra something. Because that's a jockey who has a uniquely great skill at mm-hmm. taking speed horses, going distances, wire to wire.
Okay.
He doesn't do it enough, but when he does it, he is fantastic.
Okay.
So my play is all about the three, Rodriguez.
Okay.
And I'll take the three over the obvious horses, the 2, 5, 6, and 7. I'm adding Crudo in. Looks like he's in good form and might like a wet track.
All right. So in the Belmont Stakes, the 13th race, you like the 3 over 2, 5, 6, and 7, and reverse the 3. Over the 2, 5, 6, 7, and reverse the 3. Rodriguez is your play. We got 30 seconds to get a play out of Santa Anita.
Yeah, let's go to the 10th, Ralph. We've got Edge of Molly shipping in. I love the horse. A great win place bet. Play the 11. For turns, use the 3, 4, 6, and 7.
All right, 3, 4, 6, and 7. So on the 10th and final, you like the 11, Edge of Molly. The 11 over 3, 4, 6, and 7. That's in the 10th race at Santa Anita. I want to remind you, everybody, full pages of Jerry J's Power Pages for Santa Anita and for Saratoga available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. And by the way, Jerry was part of that nice Sirocco play yesterday at Santa Anita. So thanks a lot there, Jerry, for that. It's going to be a
Del Mar Jerry came in.
Yeah, he did. And it wasn't even at Del Mar yet. In any case, I do know one thing. It's going to be one hell of a day of racing. We hope you enjoy out there. We hope you've enjoyed this quick hour of race day for the Belmont Stakes Day. And we'll talk to you tomorrow, hopefully, with some good news. In any case, Jerry's got one more thing to say. Say it, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.